If you want to find a true folk religion in our culture, look at the rites of Santa Claus. Even before the beginning of Advent, which was supposed to be a 3 to 4 week fasting period in preparation for the feast, the streets are decorated for Christmas, the shops glitter with tinsel and festive display of gifts, and public address systems warble electronic carols so that one is sick to death of Venite Adoremus long before Christmas Day. Trees are already baubled and illumined in most homes, and as the big build-up proceeds, they are surrounded by those shiny packages with shimmering ribbons which look as if they held gifts for princes. By this time, Christmas parties have already been held in schools and offices before closing for the actual holiday, so that by Christmas Eve, the celebrations have just about blown their top. But there are still those packages under the tree and stockings by the fireplace. When at last the day comes, the children are frantic. Hardly able to wait for breakfast and not having slept most of the night, they tear those gold and silver parcels to shreds as if they contain nothing less than the elixir of life or the philosopher's stone. By noon, the living room looks as if a waste paper truck had crashed into a dime store, leaving a wreck of mangled cartons, Excelsior wrapping paper and writhing ribbons, neckties, upended dolls, half-assembled model railroads, spacesuits, plastic atom bombs and scattered chocolate bars, hundreds of tinker toy pieces, crushed tree ornaments, miniature sports cars, water pistols, bottles of whiskey and balloons. An hour later, the children are blubbering or screaming and have to be shooed out of doors while the mess is shoved together to make room for Christmas dinner. Thereafter, the 12 days of Christmas are spent with upset stomachs, colds, and influenza, and on New Year's Eve, the adults get stoned to forget the whole thing.